This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, so if you call us, you will be talking with Jason. Telephone number, if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you would like to listen on your telephone, 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really, really well. How about you?
Well, I'm doing okay, but I could be doing better. I should just learn to keep my mouth shut. Yeah, what happened last week, after we went on air and we were discussing about the job that I had, about subcontracting and all of that, and I was going to go and work on the horse farm and it was going to be a very prosperous thing. Well, guess what? The very next day, this is Thursday, okay, our time. I got a letter Friday. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I got a letter from our municipality, okay. There's a bit of backstory here. But the municipality has really, really stuffed up. Because they issued a fraudulent court order against me. I called them on the fact that they had issued a fraudulent court order. This was all happening around about this time last year, okay? A few months after that, after the fact that I had called them on the fraudulent court order, they issued me with another fraudulent property tax invoice. Which is, total fraud. If you are committing fraud and somebody says, "Hey, you're committing fraud, I'm not going to pay that account because it's fraudulent," and then that person is committing the fraud, just turns around and issues you with another bill, it's still fraud. Isn't that right, Vincent?
Well, if it's fraud, it's fraud. Yes, that is right.
If it's fraud, it's fraud. And you shouldn't ever agree with the account. And anyway, last Friday, they a different set of lawyers, not the same set of lawyers that I wrote to last year, saying about that this was fraud, which was a set of big city lawyers that they got in thinking that they could intimidate me with the big city lawyers, didn't work. That absolutely did not work. I thought, oh, goody, now I can speak to somebody who might actually know the law. No, this was a small town law firm again. Different set of lawyers, okay, wrote to me and said, "We're going to pursue legal action against you if you don't pay this account." So which I wrote to them again. And said, you've got to be aware of this that happened, that you're in fraud. I'm not paying your stupid account. Go away or you're going to get sued. Okay? That was more or less the letter that I wrote to them. I think I emailed you a copy of the letter, actually.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Yeah, and that's how I deal with people who corporations pretending to be government that I don't have a contract with that attempt to engage me in extortion. I don't agree with them, and I tell them that they are going to get sued, which they will get sued if they don't back off. Anyway, these goons in the past have sent out around people like three carloads or something of police to my land in the past to trespass on my land and attempt to intimidate me and bully me into paying their fraudulent account, which I'm not going to do. And I stood my ground. And I went actually nose to nose with one of these cops. And I'm about 6 foot tall, and this cop was maybe 5 foot 11, but he was a man and I was a woman, so he was a lot wider and a lot heavier than what I was. And he was saying, "Don't touch me, don't touch me." And I said, "I'm not touching you, get off my land." And my nose was literally 1 inch from his nose, and I was shouting into his face. Can you believe that this happened? This is what happened regarding my property taxes. This is what my municipality has done to me to attempt to bully me in the past into paying their fraudulent invoice, which is total fraud from beginning to end. Can you believe that that happened and that would be my response to it?
Of course I can. Of course I can. And what our class is learning is that USA prepares instructors and students pushback. We don't take it. We don't allow it to happen to us. It happened to me at the Chinese factory outlet yesterday. I'll be talking about it. I think Joey's going to join me, and we're going to see who wins, Joey or me, because I had had it with the Chinese factory outlet yesterday, and I don't want to go into it today. But you know, the woman said, I'll just cut to the chase. The woman said to me, "How can I help you?" And I said, "You can't. You're fired."
This is it, you know. We don't allow ourselves at USA Prepares to be pushed around, but there's wisdom here too. I'm confident in my ability to go toe-to-toe with these cops and to, you know, be firm, but for me to have a reasonable chance of getting out of it with my life,
right. Okay?
I've developed that wisdom over the years, but I cannot leave my 16-year-old son here on his own with that going on in the background while I go off and work several hundred kilometers away.
Because they might come and kidnap your son. They might do something to your property. They might, who knows what they would do? They're mercenaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I want to share something with you. I saw something very unsettling at the Chinese factory outlet in Springfield, Missouri, yesterday. I hadn't seen one of these things before, but it's called a lot, L-O-T, as in parking lot, cop, as in constable on patrol. It's called a lot cop. And I didn't know what this thing was because it was the first time that I'd seen it. So you pull into the Chinese factory outlet parking lot, which is huge, and lots of cars, and there's a pole with blue lights on the top of it, kind of like a mast. And the blue lights are blinking, so you can see them from all directions, 360 degrees. But I looked at this thing and I thought, what the heck is this pole with blue lights? That's like the police kind of lights, that color blue. And on top of this pole, I could see cameras. And so there's not only does Walmart have cameras everywhere inside the store, but they have cameras on the roof, so they see you coming in. Well, now they have the Lot Cop, which is a trailer-mounted, solar-driven, self-contained surveillance system. It has multiple cameras. They have, I did a little research this morning before the broadcast. You can look it up, Lot Space Cop. And it has a 100x zoom, so they can see your fingernails with this Lot Cop. And they put them in areas where there's a lot of crime. And there are about 100 of these Lot Cops throughout the United States. And Walmart seems to really like them. And what happens is, in Kansas City, there's so much shoplifting that the police are called about once a day. Now, I was not in Kansas City. I was in Springfield. The three big cities are St. Louis, Kansas City, and then Springfield would be the third largest in the corrupt state of Missouri. So in order to influence people to go elsewhere and shoplift elsewhere, they have these Lot Cops. And the idea is they can get your license plate. So while you're making your escape with that TV that you might want to steal, they can catch your license plate and come after you. I guess that's it. And probably facial recognition and all that as well. So I have to cross that Walmart off my list. I don't want to go there. Because number one, they're telling me that there's a lot of crime in that area. And number two, they're telling me that I'm under surveillance. Extra special surveillance. That's where we are today. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. I do not enjoy being spied upon. As a matter of fact, class, I'll tell you what I'm doing. If you've been watching The Walking Dead, which was assigned as homework, you will notice that the principal character, a former cop, just grows his facial hair. And he looks pretty scruffy. Well, I don't think he should be the scruffiest looking guy. I think I can beat him. So I've been growing this facial hair because soon I'm scheduled to have my portrait taken by the corrupt state of Missouri. Every 5 years, they want a renewed portrait, you know, for mounting in their database so I can be searched. So now I have to wear a large-brimmed hat. I have to be careful where I point my face. And now I look really scruffy. And, you know, the scruffiness will go away as soon as I have my portrait taken. But I want to look good for these guys. I want to give them my best shot. I'm going to pull out my best turtleneck. And I'm not sure if you're supposed to fold it down or leave it, you know, over your chin. I'm not sure how that works. I've grown my hair long so it comes down over my forehead. And I'm going to make it as straight down as possible, cover my ears as much as possible. And I hope to have the facial scars removed so I can get the Band-Aids off my face.
Feed. Fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, I've got in front of me the top five commercial addresses where police responded in 2015 in the Kansas City metro area. Number one, Walmart. Number two, Greyhound Bus Lines. Number three, the Oak Park Mall. Number four, Walmart. Number five, Walmart. Five separate addresses. Walmart takes three of the top five. All by itself. Walmart is not a nice place, and if you decide to use the men's room or the ladies' room in Walmart, why don't you bring your fishing wader boots so when you walk through those puddles of urine, you can hose off your boots. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. And that's where we are. Oh, absolutely, it's disgusting. As a matter of fact, yesterday, on the way out, I was so disgusted with Walmart. Now, I'll tell the full story on Friday. I was so disgusted, I interrupted a cashier. I'm at a different point now. Cashier was there and on the way out, and I said, hey, listen, I'm sorry we missed it. He looked at me like, we missed it. And I said, oh, yeah. I don't know when it was, maybe an hour ago, but obviously there was a toilet paper fight in the men's room. And you guys haven't seen it yet, so I want you to call your store manager and tell him to go into the men's room. He needs to go into the men's room because there's urine all over the floor and there's toilet paper everywhere. He needs to see it for himself. The guy looked at me and said, okay. He said, call the store manager. Then I walked toward the door to leave. Oh, maybe another, let's say 20 to 50 feet away. And I stopped the greeter person, there are two of them there. And I said, hey, we missed it. And she looked at me like, what did we miss? I said, oh, well, it is probably, you know, an hour ago, but you can still see that it happened. What are you talking about? Oh, the toilet paper fight in the men's room. Yeah, you need to call the store manager and have him go in there. So what I was figuring is have a couple emergency calls to the manager, so at least pay attention. Probably thinking two different people said that there's pee on the floor and toilet paper everywhere. Yeah, that's Walmart today. Now, is it Walmart's fault? No. No. But I did go into an Aldi right down the road from Walmart, and their restroom was absolutely immaculate. Immaculate. And they take pride, but maybe they have a different class of customer. Maybe fewer homeless people go into Aldi. But Walmart has become the lowest common denominator. And that's a term that we need to start using again. The lowest common denominator. That's where we've reached bottom. We reached the bottom at Walmart. People leave their carts everywhere, ready to blow downhill in the slightest breeze and crash into other people's cars. That's Walmart. It's horrible. The Americans are greedy, selfish, careless, reckless. That's the GDP. And the problem is Walmart has displaced so many stores. Where else can you go? Where else can you go? It's getting tougher. And their employees have no clue. And their managers have no clue. So on Friday, Steve Elkins will be with me for an hour. And Joey, if he gets his voice back, he'll be with me for an hour. Two separate hours on Friday. Gwyneth, I'm really disgusted with how society is collapsing right in front of us. I don't ever remember people peeing on the floor in the bathroom or leaving toilet paper all over the bathroom floor when I was growing up. I don't remember that because it didn't happen. We were taught to leave it, whatever it is, better than when you found it. Leave it in better condition. Do the extra effort. It's incumbent upon you to do that. But now, people don't seem to care about how they leave it. Our son and I were talking about people buying used cars. And he knows a gal who works at one of those car rental places. And she gets a big bonus if they sell one of these cars. Customers say, boy, that's a really cool car. Can I buy it? Sure. Well, those cars get beat up because who doesn't get in one of those and floor it? You break it in by racing the engine, right? Oh, boy. That's what happens.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House today will begin a formal process which could lead to the impeachment of President Trump. The House Rules Committee will meet to determine the scope of the current impeachment inquiry, and the full House would then vote on a resolution concerning the inquiry tomorrow. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says,
there is nothing impeachable about this, so why are they dragging us through this once again with...
Firefighters in Southern California bracing for historic winds today. Most of the region under a red flag warning. Winds will gust to about 80 miles an hour, and they're only going to fan the fires which are burning, including a huge one near L.A. now. Northern California also feeling winds, which are fanning flames of the Kincaid Fire, which has now burned 115 square miles. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Here. Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, that was fun. You know, on Monday... we lost the connection. The internet went down here. Internet poorly provided by CenturyLink. And so I called on the phone to continue the broadcast, and then the phone went down. And that was around 10 o'clock a.m. And ultimately we got the message from CenturyLink that it'd be up by 5 o'clock p.m. These guys are unbelievable. They have the worst telephone service in the galaxy. And these are the guys that want you to buy satellite TV and other services that they call products. If I didn't have to have CenturyLink, I wouldn't. So this time when I'm able to call them, I'm going to demand a year of free service. because it is so unreliable. And it just went down again during the break. Just went down, and it came right back up, you know, after about 3 minutes. So it's getting more difficult, and people have had it. You know, the internet is something that we now all depend on. How do you find what you want to buy without the internet? How do you do that today? A lot of people order things online because they want to avoid paying taxes legally. I do. I will go out of my way to avoid paying taxes legally. I can't stand paying taxes. If you think about it, the tax man is the middleman. If you go to Springfield, Missouri, and you want to buy a thing, whatever that thing is, even something to eat, you have to pay a middleman for the privilege of paying the merchant for the thing that you want to buy. And it's 8%, actually over 8%. You have to pay these guys over 8% to be able to buy what you want to buy with your money that they've already taxed while you earned it. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, here in Australia we have something called GST, which is 10% on most things that you buy, except for food and health products, basically. So I don't think there's a GST charged on things like, you know, female personal hygiene products, medication, most things from the pharmacy, most groceries. But, you know, then there's taxes on alcohol, taxes on tobacco, and GST on alcohol and tobacco. Fuel, there's a GST on some types of fuel. And just about everything else has a 10% goods and services tax on it. And most people in this country are on the maximum tax bracket, which is something like 46% income tax. If you are a wage earner or a salary earner, and that's paid PAYE, which means pay as you earn, which means that it gets taken out of your pay packet and you never see it. You would be insane to work as a wage or salary earner in this country. You would be insane not to have an Australian business number, and which is if you're self-employed here and you want to take advantage of that particular set of laws that we were talking about, you have to have something called an ABN number to work for most corporations as a subcontractor, okay? And you would be insane to actually go to a corporation and say, hey, would you like to hire me on a wage or salary basis? You'd be crazy to, because as well as PAYE tax, you also, which is income tax, you also get superannuation taken out. We have a Medicare levy in this country. We get a levy for this, levy for that. I don't know, you might only see, you know, 40 or 50% of the money that you purportedly work for. That means you're well into Wednesday afternoon before you start earning money for yourself. That's insane, Vincent, you know?
Yeah.
I would like to make a comment here about what you said about growing your hair and your beard long. this ties in with something else I wanted to talk about today. I'm sure that my emails have not all been reaching you. That's why I keep asking you, did you receive this email sent? Did you receive that email I sent? Because sometimes you actually don't. But this one is the one that I was talking about, you know, disguising yourself. Did you receive that email that I was talking about?
No, I didn't. But, you know, it's interesting.
Oh my gosh.
That we're on the same page even without discussing it.
Hmm? Yeah, that's right.
Please continue.
I actually sent you an email. Oh, hang on. Or did I? I can't remember. I did write it. I don't know if I sent it or not, actually.
Well, tell us what it's about.
Yeah, but this is what I was going to discuss today anyway, is how not to be a victim in a without rule of law situation by disguising yourself. Basically, that's what I was going to talk about today. And you know something? As my son and I were sitting around having some dinner this evening, you know, after we'd gone out and got the wood bit before the broadcast, he said, "Mum," I said, "What's that, son?" He said, "The next time I go into town, I'm going to go to the barber shop." And I said, "Good for you, son. What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm going to, here's some background here, okay? In this country, just about every parent gets a government payment to help to look after their child or children. And the payment is generally around about $300 or thereabouts a fortnight. And when I got the job at the stables and I thought that I was going to be moving, I said, "Right, son, well, what I'll do, I'll sign the family tax benefit payment over into your bank account, and then you can have some money to live on in case you need anything. You're not going to, you know, be without funds." And he said, "Oh, yeah, that's good, Mum." And so, I organised that when I went to go to this place, but before I got the letter from the municipality. And so I signed it across to him. But then after I got the letter from the municipality, or their lawyers rather, I decided that I wasn't going to take up the job. I called the accommodation, I called the job, I cancelled everything, but I didn't call the bank on purpose. I said, "Son, you can have that payment going into your bank account from now on to help for you to get established, you know, so that you can save a bit of money and so that you can be a bit independent," because he's 16, you know. There's not much hope of him getting any work around here because it's about a 25% unemployment rate. And so he said, "Okay, I agree to that. That's good, Mum. Thanks for that." And I said, "That's all right," because I still had another payment coming in, so I wouldn't be broke either. But anyway, what happened was he said, "Mum, I'm going to go and get a haircut." And I said, "Well, what sort of haircut are you going to get?" He said, "I'm going to get the underneath of my hair shaved, and I might even dye it black." And I said, "Wow." You know what his explanation for doing that was? That when we were in Bendigo, when we were in the mall, and I was in the open-air mall that's there, I was in a particular shop, and I was ordering something that I needed to order for him. And he was waiting outside with our bags. And a social worker with a rainbow lanyard around her neck that says, "I'm in agreement with homosexuality. Look at me." And this woman was fat. And this is the thing I've noticed about social workers in this country. They're fat. That means they eat too much, or they've got a poor diet, or they sit on their backsides all day, or they eat a lot of soy, all of which is not acceptable for me, okay? And this social worker with this homosexual lanyard of rainbow colours around her neck came up to my son and said, "Are you okay? You look like you're in trouble," or words to that effect. And he said, "No, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm all right." Anyway, I saw the situation developing out the front. I can see social workers coming from a long way off. I went out there and I said, "Oh, yeah, we just got a job. We're just in the process of moving. We're fine. Go away." And she says, "Oh, well, if you need help, blah, 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 blah." And, you know, I went up the road and I really was fuming, you know, with our bags. And I said to my son, "Social workers, I hate them. They cause so many problems. They stick their noses in. And my son was clever enough to work something out. You know what he worked out? He worked out that she did not go across the other side of the mall to where the hoodlums were sitting. And asked them if they were okay, if they were having a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And my son said, Mom, I'm going to get a hood rat haircut. And I said, actually, that might not be such a bad idea. He said, yeah, these social workers never, ever go after hood rats. And so when I heard about you growing your beard and your hair to look all scruffy, I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm actually hearing the same thing. Isn't that amazing, Vincent?
Well, I'm looking pretty scruffy.
It's jaw-dropping, isn't it?
As a matter of fact, Mrs. Finelli called me scruffy. I'm growing my hair. I look like the wild man of Borneo, as my mother used to say. And I've got this thing on my face. As a matter of fact, I saw a person in a store yesterday. And he had this really scruffy-looking beard, way more scruffy than I've been able to grow so far. And I said, so when does it stop itching? And he looked at me, and I said, you know, your beard. And he said, oh, it takes about a month to stop itching. And I said, well, that's great. I'm looking forward to actually shaving mine off. I've got to get my portrait taken. You know, I want to look good for it. And you know, I'm hoping I'll be able to get these Band-Aids off my face from all the facial surgery that I've had. The problem is they cover up a lot of my face. And between my hair and the scruffiness, I look just terrible. And so when people look at me, I tell them I'm doing an investigative report to see if homeless people are treated better or worse than people who are not homeless. Because I'm starting to look homeless. But, you know, it can go away with just a simple razor. That's all it takes to fix it. But I want to look good for my picture. We'll be right back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wow. I just can't believe some of the commercials that I hear on the radio. I can't say on the air whether I've heard them here or elsewhere, but I gotta tell you, I just can't believe some of these commercials. And for me to talk about specifically which ones, that's the kiss of death in radio. But, you know, I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. So, you're talking about taxes, Gwyneth, and here's something that I found out in the corrupt state of Missouri. So we buy farm products that are tax exempt, and they're tax exempt. It's bona fide that if you use these whatever they are on your farm, they're tax exempt because they're used in the production of raising food. Well, if I buy oil, if I go to a store, let's say an auto parts store, and they've got oil on sale, and I say, how much is that diesel engine oil? And they might say $12 a gallon. I say, okay. So what if you buy more than a gallon? Is it less? Well, if you buy a lot, it's, you know, we'll take a dollar off. Okay. So if I buy a pallet, it's a dollar off? Uh-huh. Okay. And I'll say that's for the farm. Now, kind of seems bona fide, right? Buying a pallet of diesel engine oil, okay, and I can get it tax exempt right then and there by telling them. But if I say, I'll tell you what, let me get another pallet of that other stuff over there, that SAE 30 engine oil, the one that's marked for gasoline engines, they won't let me have it for a tax exempt purchase, even though it's for the farm. And I ask them politely, so tell me, what's the difference? Well, one's for gasoline engines and one's for diesel. Okay. So why is one taxable and one not? Well, the diesel you probably are using in your tractor, and that makes sense. We also have diesel trucks. And they tell me that because it can be used, the other oil can be used in a gasoline engine, they must tax it because the state says you got to tax it because it can be used in a gasoline engine. Well, you can use diesel engine oil in a gasoline engine, too. I've been talking about that for years. So I'm not willing to let these people beat me out of 8%. I'm not willing to do it. So I get a tax certificate, bring it in, and register my farm with all these businesses now. I make them go through all the paperwork so I can get the tax-exempt purchases, which I'm entitled to. But they won't give me because these corrupt people at the state of Missouri insist on trying to get tax out of everybody for everything. So the word to the class is, if you have a bona fide business and if you have a bona fide tax exemption, you should consider using it. Don't say, it's too hard. Too hard to fill out the paperwork. I fill out the paperwork everywhere. I need all kinds of help. I don't understand these big words. And I make them help me. Oh, just go over that kiosk over there. Okay, well, I don't know how to do it. Will you help me? I make them help me. And then eventually, it causes so many problems that if enough of us do it, they'll say, we got to find a better way. This is causing us too many problems. Everybody needs help. Consider that, class. And by me growing my beard and growing my hair long, somebody might say that that's a disguise. I'm saying, no, it's not a disguise. I want to see what it's like to look like everybody else. I want to see these Hollywood actresses and actors do all kinds of things. And you look at the new look. This is the new look. The new scruffy, lowest common denominator look. This, hey, let's go be on TV and look unkempt. That's the new look. I want to try it out. I want to see what it's like. I don't know how long I can stand it, but, you know, I want to be like everybody else. Is this a disguise? Oh, absolutely not. Nope. What this is me trying to look like everybody else. Let's see what it's like. Gwyneth, yeah. I just can't believe how we're falling down. I can't believe it. Everywhere.
It is rather amazing, isn't it, Vincent? Maybe disguise was actually the wrong word. But I picked that word because ultimately, what do you look like? What do I look like? You know, this is a thing. I have a little bit of a hobby that I do from time to time, just for fun, just for my own entertainment. I dress up. I play dress up. I dress up as a pirate. I dress up as a highwayman. I dress up, as various things, just simply because it's fun. Especially if I've got a Christmas party or some other event that requires fancy dress or something like that. And I have some fancy dress. Yes. Are we at the coffee
when we come
hour,
back? Well, we got a couple seconds. When we come back, would you talk about who you think I was in a past life? I found that fascinating.
Yeah.
Would you share that?
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.